household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills, and don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use Waterway Wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am proud to say that that as of right now, this instant, there are no new classified documents to be found among former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, current President Joe Biden. None today. Now, that doesn't mean that at 2:05, we'll get a report in that the FBI or the DOJ or somebody else has somehow found another tranche of documents. This is weird. But I don't know if you saw Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday, because he sounds baffled. I mean, this whole notion of Biden and the legal strategy that he and his people are using. Again, Jonathan Turley, noted law expert. Even he is mystified by all of this. Let's go to cut one. Professor Jonathan Turley yesterday on Fox.
Well, I'm just completely baffled as to what the White House is maintaining as a legal rule here. There is, of course, no legal reason why the White House cannot say that officials should make sure they don't have classified documents in their possession. And also referring all questions to the White House counsel has its own problem. They represent the presidency, not the president as an individual. And these constant references that questions of the most basic type can only be answered by counsel turns the president into a criminal defendant. He has counsel, but he's also serving as president. When he said that he had no regrets, he said that as president of the United States. And when the White House was asked what he meant by that, they said, talk to his counsel. Well, he made the statement as a president, not as a criminal defendant.
Go ahead, John.
I mean, I was going to say, Jonathan, that, you know, former Vice President Pence,
I think was quite wise in divulging as quickly as he possibly could the existence of these classified documents at his house. But in some way, does this potentially give at least a little bit of comfort to the Biden administration as it struggles to deal with what is essentially something very similar to what happened with the other former vice president?
Oh, I think it does. You know, the thing is, this adds another layer of complication for Attorney General Garland. And in the end, both special counsels will report to him. And this is giving him something of an exit ramp. The more violations that are found, the more difficult it may be to just prosecute Trump and not look like it's selective prosecution. And so this may be heading to a decision that the Attorney General says a pox upon all your houses, but declines formal prosecution. Not necessarily that's going to happen, but the more complex this becomes, the more violations that come forward, I think the less likely you'll have a single prosecution. And the alternative is prosecute everyone and let God sort them out. Well, that's a lot of people. The list is getting longer. You're going to have trouble putting together a jury pool at this rate.
That's the truth. Professor Jonathan Turley, contributor for Fox News Channel. Stay with us. Coming up, more reaction to the State of the State address from Ronnie Najaro, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity. What did they think of the speech earlier this week? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, you're going to want to watch out for a crash, which is causing bumper-to-bumper conditions on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. The right lane is blocked there. Now, crews have shown up and they have left, but still some remnants there on the right shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. Remember that Tropicana exit ramp is closed for demolition on 15 south. You can use Flamingo or Russell Road exits instead. And then beginning on Friday night at 9 p.m. and lasting until Monday morning at 5 a.m., Interstate 15 is going to be closed both directions. That is between Flamingo and Russell.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service.
NHL last night in overtime, the Devils beat the Golden Knights 3-2. Dougie Hamilton scored late to tie the game and then scored on the power play with a minute six in the extra session for the win. Ben Hutton and William Karlsson scored for the Golden Knights, who were just 2-5-1 in their last eight games. Rookie All-Star Logan Thompson made 35 stops in the loss. Vegas still on top of the Pacific Division, but it's just a one-point lead. The Kings right behind them. Seattle 2 points behind. The fourth place Oilers just 4 points out. Fifth place Calgary in the mix. They're just 6 points out of first. Back-to-back games this weekend for Vegas. They'll visit the Rangers on Friday, then the Islanders on Saturday. College basketball this Saturday night. UNLV hosts Nevada. The Wolfpack 6-2 in the Mountain West, 16-5 overall. The Runnin' Rebels are 13-7, but just 2-6 in the Mountain West.
This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Just over a year ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was tired of not being able to hear normal conversations with friends and family. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small, close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Always good to tap the expertise of people that know what they're talking about. Ronnie Naharro is just that. He's the state director for Americans for Prosperity, and he joins us. First of all, Ronnie, I'm not sure if we've talked between the first of the year and now, but Happy New Year, my friend.
Oh, Kevin, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and your team as well. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and chat it up about all things Nevada and everything that AFP is up to here in the great state of Nevada. But thank you for having us.
I've got to ask you, what did you think of the Joe Lombardo State of the State address earlier this week?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, we had a nice little gathering here watching the speech unfold, and really encouraging to hear what the governor's proposing along the lines of education. You know, we talked so much about the broken state of our education system and actually providing parents and kids the opportunity to succeed. We're very encouraged to hear a lot more of a willingness to move towards more educational options for all Nevadans, but also the economic vision for the state. I mean, lowering taxes, lowering the modified business tax, raising the commerce tax threshold. I mean, these are all things that are going to get our economy back in line. And it's what Nevadans want from the new governor. We hear it all the time in the community. The economic situation in Nevada needs to improve. We talk about improving our education system. We talk about diversifying our economy. And these two visions that the governor laid out on his speech on Monday really point to a move in a new direction that I think our state needs.
Now, if you were watching the feed that I saw, the Republicans would applaud, Democrats would sit on their hands. Do you get a sense there is any give, there is any compromise within the caucus of the Democrats in Carson City?
Well, you know, I think there has to be a compromise. I think, you know, the time of partisan bickering, I think, is long overdue to be a thing of the past. I think we need to come together and really address some of the problems that we have. You know, during the last election cycle, we spoke to thousands and thousands of voters at the doors, and their number one concern was the economy and education, right, and solutions that are going to be brought forth by legislators. And I think what we realized here in Nevada is that Democrats and Republicans, you know, we need them to deliver on policy, and Democrats as well, although they hold a majority, you know, they have to get some Republican support for some of their policy priorities. And they have a governor who appears ready and willing to work with both sides. I really hope that the Democrats, in this case, do what's better for the people in Nevada and stop playing partisan politics.
Have you seen any evidence, either in the post-speech comments from Democrats or otherwise, that there is going to be room for compromise between the Democrats and the Republicans?
You know, on the issue of education, I haven't seen a willingness to do that, but you know, let's look at the facts of what's going on with our education system. They always call for a lot more funding in education, and yet we have a governor who's willing to make an unprecedented investment in education, but they still seem reluctant to talk about diversifying the educational options available to parents. Look, the education of our kids is vitally important to diversify the economy, to not be so reliant and really be hamstrung the next time an economic crisis comes along. And our students are what's going to solve that. Companies will not want to come to our state and invest and invest in creating jobs here if we're not preparing the adequate workforce for them. So it all starts with education. I really hope the Democrats see that each individual child is unique, has different needs, and we can't keep educating our kids the way we did, you know, back when it was an industrial agricultural economy. A lot has changed. There's a lot more opportunities out there, and kids should have the opportunity to customize, to learn everywhere. And parents should be able to have more say in a lot of the education options that they reach. So I really hope that they're listening to the constituents in Nevada, because I think parents are really, they're ready for a change in the way education is delivered. And look, we don't care if children go to public school or private school. What we do care about is that who makes the choices of where kids go to school. And I think parents are ready for that shift in paradigm to where they have a more direct say of education. I really hope Democrats are willing and able to hear them out and take action.
Do you think there will be any move the governor said he's adding $2 billion in new spending on education. Do you think there will be any effort made go after real school choice, not just opportunity scholarships, but ESAs? And what they've got in something like 8 or 9 other states around the country, Iowa just joined the school choice bandwagon yesterday, a bill that was signed into law. Do you think we're any closer to that?
Right. Well, I think with the governor laying out his priorities, I think we are. I think the momentum and the tide is growing on the side of school choice activists, right? You saw it in Iowa. You saw it in Arizona last year where they passed the most expansive ESA policy in all of the country. You saw it in West Virginia a couple of years ago. I think COVID has really exacerbated the openness of some of these programs, and I think Nevada's next in line. We had it in 2015. I think parents, like I said before, are ready for that shift. There's a lot of other options there. There's talks about providing charter schools more investment so they can they don't have the ability to raise the capital that a lot of public schools need. So there's been talks about providing some funding so that they're able to do that and have more private charter schools. I think there is an ability to deregulate a lot of charter schools and an opportunity there. So I think there's a lot that can be done to promote those other options. We need to increase open enrollment, right? So parents can move more freely within the public school system and to access charter schools. And that's a really easy fix that I think is a bipartisan issue that I think Republicans and Democrats agree can help speed up some of these educational options for many of our students.
Again, joining us, a guy that's been a good friend of this program, Ronnie Najaro. He is the state director for Americans for Prosperity. And AFP is going to be a part of a new education coalition, the newly formed Nevada Educational Options Coalition. Can you tell our audience about what it's going to be about and maybe the mission statement, what you hope to accomplish?
Right. So we're really happy to work with our partners over at the Nevada Policy Research Institute, who've been great partners for AFP for many years and many fights, American Federation for Children. There's also the Power to Parent and Battleborn Moms for Nevada. We're all pretty much trying to make sure that we're transforming the way children receive our education and expand more options, really educate the community on what these options are, and get some reforms that are going to make it easier for our students to receive academic excellence and prepare them for the next phase in their life, which is college or even the real-world experience as business owners or whatever they want to pursue. But we're really happy to that. We'll be active in Carson City, obviously working to get some of these policies done. And we're excited. Our grassroots are excited. Our events team is excited to really begin to take hold of this. And we have a lot of parents that are really ready to engage. And it's going to be a fun session. It's going to be a fun session, and I think it's going to take some deal banking, but you know, hopefully we can get something done and benefit the children of Nevada.
Ronnie, one of the things I love about AFP is that you're not just a think tank. Yeah, you create a lot of policy papers and you have a lot of great ideas, but you're actually able to go out and hit the streets. You've got a new campaign, am I right, to make life more affordable for all Americans. Can you talk a little bit about what that new effort, that new initiative is going to be?
Right. So we're kicking off our Dear Congress campaign, which is really an effort to build support around the message that Congress has a unique opportunity right now to reach policy solutions that are going to deal with inflation, increase energy abundance, and actually help folks provide fulfilling work. We're committed to using every tool in our disposal to advance good policy, like I mentioned, but also to build public support around these policies. And so just last year, a little bit of background, AFP held about 150 True Cost of Washington events all across the country, really connecting people to the harmful effects that Washington policies have done, kicking up inflation, kicking up prices of goods and services. Now our message with this campaign is to really drive and build support for some policies that are going to help make life more affordable, right? Education on these issues is important, and part of our role as AFP, as a grassroots organization, is to build public support around these policies, and that's what we're going to do starting, already going underway. We hope to get a lot of legislators and politicians to understand that Americans want Congress to provide a policy agenda that's going to lower inflation, that's going to lower our electric bills, and it's going to promote the ability of individuals to get ahead, because freedom and opportunity lead to prosperity. We really believe that, and that's our goal with this Dear Congress campaign.
And am I right? This is not a partisan issue. I mean, everybody wants their dollar to go further. They want the inflation to come down. They want the price of gasoline to keep coming down. That's not a Republican or a Democrat issue. That's an everybody issue, isn't it?
Last time I checked, Kevin, I don't think a gas station asks you whether you're a Republican or a Democrat when you have to pay $5 a gallon. So this is an issue. These are issues that affect us all. And I think the American people have shown us time and time again, whether it's through public opinion polls, through post-midterm exit polls, the economy continues to be top of mind, top concern. And I think, folks were elected on that promise, and I think it's time to hold elected officials accountable to provide solutions that work for all of us.
Hey, Ronnie, always good to get with you. If folks want to help you get the word out, how can they do it? How can they reach out to you?
Right. So we have a Facebook page, America's Prosperity in Nevada. That's where you can get plugged in to everything that we have going on here in the state. We also have a website, dear118congress.com, where you can find everything that you need to do and how you can get involved in helping Congress come up with solutions that are going to lower the cost of living, fight inflation, and get us on the right track to a thriving economy, which is the most important thing that we all can do.
Hey, Ronnie, thanks so much, man. Always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Sounds good, Kevin.
There you go. Ronnie Najaro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know your friends are the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Hey, how you doing? Top dollar free trade, all the discounts? That's what we're doing at 5050 West Sahara, Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. For example, 2022 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab, $12,000 off MSRP. 2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, keeping it classy, keeping it sexy, $11,325 off MSRP. For that truck, your net price is $35,830. Forget the competitors, come see me. Mr. Pink, baby!
2022 Ram Warlock 4x4, stock number NS174994. Most finance to Chrysler Capital.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not